Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding.
I need to talk to you about something.
Go ahead, son.
It's my penis. It stinks.
Yes, well, let me take a whiff. You need a penile douche.
Hello, I'm Dick Douche. That's my real name. If your penis smells, there's no better way to get it clean than with the Dick Douche Penile Cleansing Rag. This revolutionary medicated rag cleans and disinfects the shaft and ball areas of the entire male crotch. Takes away the stink of another woman fast. And my penile cleansing rag is dishwasher safe. You don't even have to clean it with the laundry. The Dick Douche Cleansing Rag also cleans faces, rears, armpits, feet, bellies, tuffets, scrims, faz, ears, and eyes. All with the power of the douche rag. Thank you. I'm Dick Douche. That's my real name.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, July 31st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, strapping a 40-foot street light on top of your minivan, plus flaming kittens and using an ashtray as a deadly weapon. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you today. Thank you so much to Kelly for sending in that clip at the beginning of the show. It's from an Adult Swim cartoon known as, well, it's not really a cartoon. It's like live action. It's called Tim and Eric Awesome Show. So thank you very much, Kelly, for sending that in. I'll put a link on the show notes today so you can check out the full video to that, the Dick Douche penile wipe. Speaking of videos, a new video cast was posted on the Sideshow feed, and I'm going to play just a short clip of one of the things that I found. It's it's another crazy preacher. Take a listen.
You know, there's people watching me right now that have no respect for me or God or His Word. You know, the Bible says if you touch the prophets and the anointed ones of God, that you have a curse come upon you. I had one guy 2 weeks ago try to take my life with a knife.
Sounds like a miserable human, doesn't he?
You know, this guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin, and that's supposed to give them more demonic power.
Okay. All right, the Satanists are melting babies into candles. I wonder if they're scented. Lavender. What's this scent? Baby powder. I love how, like, these evangelists just come up with shit. Like, yeah, of course, the Satanists, they're melting babies. Give them demonic power. Where did you read that at?
And melt those babies into candles, their skin. And that's supposed to give them more demonic power. And these Satanists came to my house, 5 of them, and threatened my life.
All right, there you go. That's public access evangelist Jonathan Bell from the 90s. He was later charged with child molestation, I believe. For real. I'm really not making that one up. We've got a very musical episode of Distorted View Daily for you today. You know what that means. A Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. We haven't done this in a long time. But before we get into that, I've got another musical item to share with you. Jagu has really become a battle cry for fans of the program. That's where it all started, right there. Some girl using her thighs to cut off the circulation of guys' heads. Anyways, like I said, the listeners of this program have sort of adopted Jagu as a greeting, I guess, a battle cry.
Jagu!
Thank you, Duke Nukem. That's a celebrity Jagu right there. But there have been instances of Jagu being used in the wild. Corey has discovered that in Indian music, Jagu is quite common, and I've got some examples here for you. Here's a techno Jagu. See? That's definitely Jagu, right? Here's another Jagu. Jagu, Jagu! That's not bad. What about this one? I don't. That way, was that Jagu? That's like Jaguar. Oh, in the background, you hear that. Jagu. All right, how about this one? Talk about a battle cry. And one more example here. All right, so there you go. There's some examples of Jagu being used overseas. Those crazy ethnic people. Now for the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. For those of you new to the program, Linda Finkel is an awful, atrocious musical artist that I featured a long time ago here on the show. She's so bad that she inspired an award. Hall of Fame, really. No one's been inducted yet into the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame, but there's been a lot of nominations. And today I've got another one for you. These are musicians or bands that really encompass everything Linda Finkel is, a horrible, shitty singer-songwriter. I recently received an email from John in Sweden. That's probably Jan or something. He is a Sideshow member. He says, "Hey there, I thought I would enter one of my favorite bands as a nominee for the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. The Shags were a group of teenage sisters completely without musical ability or talent," that's exactly what I'm looking for, "who still managed to record an album paid for by their father, their one and only fan, I assume. Anyway, their music is weirdly fascinating. They follow no rules of tone or rhythm. It's as if they just thawed from ice and came from a time when music didn't exist." He attached an MP3 file, so I've got an example here. This is called That Little Sports Car from the Shags album. Let's take a listen to this. There was a sports car on the road. Oh my god. Around the corners and over the bumps, every minute faster and faster, my heart thumped. Well, finally he stopped to get some gas. If I was to catch up, I had to move fast. I stepped on the gas and just made the corner. Wow, I was almost a goner. Okay, that's the Shags. Remember that? When I got in, he was gone. I don't know where I went wrong. I went wrong. Okay, all right. Let's just hear how it ends. Here's the last 15, 20 seconds of the song. Never do wrong, never do wrong, never do wrong, never do wrong. Yes, the Shanks. Sorry, the Shags are your Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee for today. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, or fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Earlier this week, we did a bonus exclusive show. Then we did a video cast. Today we've got an extended show for you. Lots of great stuff popping up on the feed. If you're not a member, sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from South Wales. A man believed his life was on the line when a drunken friend smashed an ashtray and used a jagged edge to slice slowly into his neck. It's all well and good, but I'm more concerned with what brand of cigarette these guys were smoking, because, you know, Winston cigarettes are the best-selling, they taste good like a cigarette should, and it's endorsed by Fred Flintstone.
Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
I can't breathe. He's cutting my throat open.
He's your friend. He's just saving you some time. He's creating a hole for a cancer kazoo.
You don't always die from tobacco.
'Cause you don't always die from tobacco.
Oh, knowledge is contagious. Thank you so much, Truth. All right, back to the story here. Barry Thomas, 44, was jailed for 5 years after using what Judge Nicholas Cook described as horrific violence. Thomas pleaded guilty in court to wounding Gareth Wyatt with intent to do him grievous bodily harm. Prosecutor James Wilson said that Thomas and the 51-year-old victim had been friends. On April 17th, Thomas went to his flat and the pair began drinking whiskey. At one point, when talking about their families, Thomas became upset and began ranting and behaving like, quote, a Jekyll and Hyde. Mr. Wyatt attempted in vain to calm him down, but Thomas smashed an ashtray. He picked up one of the pieces and used the jagged edge to cut Mr. Wyatt's throat as he held him down. He pushed it into his throat and slowly sliced across the neck. Mr. Wyatt fled to neighbors for help, and one of them described seeing a hole in his throat. The wound penetrated into muscle and was close to major arteries. When Thomas was arrested, he was drunk and said, "Someone tried to frame me." He also added that he remembered nothing. Mr. Wilson said that the injured man had been devastated, especially at being attacked by a friend. Thomas's counsel, Hillary Roberts, said that in the past, Thomas has been referred to a psychiatrist and to Alcoholics Anonymous. He is greatly affected by his alcoholism, she said. The court heard that Thomas had originally faced a charge of attempted murder, but that had been dropped. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Delaware. A 9-year-old Delaware boy has been arrested and charged in a shocking crime that has left one area kitten dead. Area kitten. Newcastle County Police and officers from Delaware SPCA arrested the boy Friday after he allegedly set the kitten on fire. Was not a happy cat. Although I do have to say, the visuals of a kitty cat engulfed in flames, this flaming cat running down the street, that's funny. Doesn't know where to go, just running every which way. Funny. All right, back to the story here. Kittens. Neighbors told police the boy and two friends poured lighter fluid on the kitten and then set it on fire. The kitten then ran to a nearby tree on North Rodney Drive where its charred remains were found. The first thing it thought it would do was climb up a tree. Authorities say the boy, who stands only 4 feet 5 inches and weighs 60 pounds, has been charged with one count of, quote, cruelty to animal that causes death, and remains in custody at the Newcastle County Detention Center after failing to post $4,000 bail. Police say they are still searching for two more juveniles who are reportedly linked to the intentional killing of the young feline. It's unclear if the kitten was a stray or belonged to someone in the neighborhood. They should just set the boy on fire, tit for tat, or tit for cat. Alright, a final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah, this is one of those stories where it could only have happened in Florida. A man who police arrested for stealing a 40-foot-long street lamp said the economy made him do it. I saw a picture of the light. It's like one of those street lights that you see on the freeway. How would you even take that with you? Miami police stopped Elio Valero, 42, Just as he was driving up to the recycling center located at Northwest 7th Avenue and 21st Street, with the aluminum pole belonging to Florida Department of Transportation strapped to the top of his minivan. Like it's a fucking canoe and he's going on vacation or something. Just before 12:30 p.m., crime scene investigators could be seen snapping pictures of the evidence. They're never going to believe this shit. Click, click. The pole was tied down to the top of the van with ropes. It even had red rags attached to each end to let motorists know the van was hauling something huge. That was courteous. Police officers pulled him over right in front of Miami Recovery and Recycling. Soon after, he was sitting in the back of a police cruiser. Valero, who claimed to be disabled... If he's disabled, how the hell did he get the street lamp tied up on top of his minivan? He said times are tough for him and he needed some cash. Quote, hey, if I'm doing this to recycle, everybody else should do what they damn need to, he said. Not sure exactly what that argument meant, but I guess it really doesn't matter. Valero added that the light pole was laying on the ground, unused on 82nd Street for a while. Quote, 2 or 3 months. Why didn't they pick it up, he said. He said he picked it up near some railroad tracks close to that intersection and drove the pole nearly 40 blocks before police stopped him just feet away from the recycling plant. While police were arresting Valero, a second man, Joseph Moniz, or whatever, came peddling a manhole cover to the recycling center. Officers promptly arrested him as well. Police have charged both men with grand theft and dealing a stolen good. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekos.
Chagoo, Tim. Foman Roman here from South Carolina. Listen, I'm catching up on a couple shows. I'm just a couple days behind, so if somebody's beating me to the take, then I suck. But I got a bizarre sex term for you. It's called the cherry...
Ah, wait! It's bizarre sex term time. Let's do this properly.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
What is coming at me?
All right, now you may proceed with your bizarre sex term.
It's called the cherry popsicle.
Okay.
Very easy. It's just licking some guy's prolapsed asshole like a popsicle. Nastiest shit I've ever heard, dude. It's awesome. You rock. Bye.
All right, thank you very much.
This is just for the birthday boy.
Ooh, for me. It's a birthday song for me.
Just cry. Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Call me all the time. I've got all the time. Teach of the peaches. Oh, yeah. All right. Come on. Yeah, Tim.
Thank you very much. It's a birthday wish to me. Very nice.
Hey, Timothy Fan. This is one of your sideshow members in Japan.
Ooh.
And I listened to the dubbed anime porn on my iPod while I was on a train filled with Japanese high school girls. It was a surreal and beautiful moment that only DV could have created.
Of course.
And just to be kind of a bastard and destroy many fantasies, Japanese high school girls are some of the most annoying, bitchy, and whiny people on the planet.
Oh, so like they're like normal little teenagers.
I have no idea how anyone could spend enough time with them to get laid. Oh, and to all you folks out there who are not sideshow members, you're idiots.
Hey, you're in Japan. You can get me some of that eel juice.
$5 you'll ever, ever, ever spend.
Yes.
You're supporting a man who is doing what we all want to do, making a living being a cruel, insensitive bastard without being a lawyer or a tech support guy.
Dream job.
Help him live the dream.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Tim. Eric from Michigan here. I just heard
Speak up.
Fantastic Tuesday again. Oh, good Lord. This is kind of... fucked up, man. And I'm, you know, I laugh at maggot porn. I laugh at just about anything, but good Lord, that was just disgusting. I honestly felt close to vomiting after reading that. And I had nightmares about it. Yeah. Last night. Oh, God.
Poor Karen. Right.
Well, just keep it up,
man.
A
little gimpy.
I guess the worse the better, huh? Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. A couple more here.
Hey, Timmy Asparagus Freak here.
Oh, hi.
I was surfing the internet randomly last night, and I stumbled over to Cornswall's site like I happen to do sometimes.
Oh, no.
The idiot is assuming now that the sideshow is failing, that you're failing financially because in one of your podcasts you were joking around about having to live on food stamps. So apparently he thinks it's at face value. He can't detect sarcasm.
Oh, my God. Everything. Yeah. I joke about fucking kids, and he calls me a pedophile.
So
now I'm on food stamps.
For his fight against, as he titles it,
he's winning.
Gay agenda. But also another funny thing: when I was on his site, I learned that Cornswall is actually supporting your Sabotage Yahoo Answers campaign.
Really?
You may not realize it, but he has a link to all of his answers that he posted on Yahoo, and just like your campaign goals for Yahoo. He posts bullshit, off-the-wall, stupid-ass answers. The funny thing is, though, I think that he believes that he's actually giving, that he's helping people, but we know that's not true.
Wow.
Jigoo!
I'm glad to see Cornswald still at it. I'm going to have to surf on over there and see what he's been up to.
Hey there, it's Neil from Toronto.
Neil!
Two things. Number one, the dude who left that...
Neil from Toronto is the guy who sent me the Wii game. So, again, thank you so much, Neil.
Thank you, message about the Simpsons Sextastic Tuesday on the message board.
Oh, yeah, someone wrote on the message board they were very unhappy. And they were more concerned, I think, for me in the legal repercussions. There's going to be a shitstorm because of the Simpsons porn that I read.
The message board.
According to him.
God forbid this person should see, oh, I don't know, 10 seconds or so of any of the perverted shit being animated by some of the studios in Japan. I'm, of course, talking about hentai.
Oh, hentai, yes.
Somehow getting your hands nailed to a workbench doesn't quite cotton to...
That's small potatoes.
Say, getting eviscerated by a giant demon cock.
Yes.
Dude sees this stuff, he'd probably blow his head through his ass.
I know, you'd think, you know, with him being a listener of Distorted View for a while, he would have been aware of these things, but...
At any rate, whatever, entitled to his opinion, I suppose.
I guess.
The other thing was, I sent you a package full of Wii goodies.
Yes.
And it should have arrived in the mail.
I'm a little behind on my voicemails, that's why. I think this is from, like, 3 or 4 days ago. But again, thank you very much, Neil, for the games. Really do appreciate it. Oh, what is this? Hello?
Wireless customer with mobile number 5043.
Block it out. Block it out.
A landline message to you at no charge to you. I would like to dip my balls in your mouth.
Thank you very much, stupid idiot. Probably didn't realize his phone number was going to be red. All right, one more here.
Hey, Timmy. It's Sperm Donor calling. I just called to let you know that you make my dick go hard.
Ooh.
Love the show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Okay. A gay checking in. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email Musho at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
And melt those babies into candles, their skin, and that's supposed to give them more demonic power.
Absolutely. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Don't forget about the Blogger Choice Awards. We're up for Best Podcast, Freakiest Blogger, which I really want you guys to vote for us. And also Best Daddy Blog and Best Parenting Blog. I don't know how that happened. But please, I would love to win any of those. Sideshow members, we got some extended content for you. If you're not a member, sign up now. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!
My name is Mallory. My lovers call me the squirting princess, though. They love to watch me come. When I get very, very hot, my hips start bucking, and my pussy muscles tense up as a gushing waterfall shoots from my cunt lips.